Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, BDC. Man, we had three returns this week. Or I should say last week. It is Monday for me. We had three returns on Saturday night. Man. And one of them was the one you didn't expect at all. And one is you didn't mind seeing, you almost forgot about. And one you already knew was coming already. Mr. Randy Orton, Mr. RKO Randy Orton returned. You know, he was announced on SmackDown, I believe, or Raw. He was announced on Raw this week, or last week, I should say. It's Monday for me, so, you know. Let me wake up fully, you know. It is Monday morning, you know, going on noon pretty soon, and we are getting ready for an exciting Raw. A very exciting Raw. But yeah, three returns in one day, and they're all good. They're all pretty big. One is going to get you a lot of more views and attention. Yes sir, a lot. But hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. You know, Monday morning, you know, we here, you know, with another episode. You know, I said I was coming back Sunday or Monday, and we here. And yeah, we got an exciting episode, you know, to talk about. We're going to talk about the, you know, Monday Night Raw. We're going to talk a little bit about Survivor Series. And I'm just going to give you my thoughts more on the return of CM Punk and what I think of that for real. I got a lot of mixed stuff to say about it. Some good, some bad. But yeah, everybody, sit back, you know, chill, you know. And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, share, and give me 5 stars. Give me 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify or wherever you're listening at. You know, I appreciate that. But let's get into this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. And we are here. Welcome, everybody. And we're going to jump right into it. I'm not going to hold y'all any longer. Survivor Series came and went. And yeah, that's all I can really say. You know, it didn't feel like a big pay-per-view. Like, it didn't feel like, you know, Royal Rumble, you know, SummerSlam, WrestleMania. You know, it didn't have that type of feel to it. You know, even Money in the Bank feel a little bit bigger to me now. You know, I always look forward to Money in the Bank, but we are here. Survivor Series. Main event, you know, the Survivor Series match, the Judgment Day, you know, and all that good stuff. Orton and who else was it? Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, who else was it? Sami Zayn, you know, just... It was a big match, you know, that's been building, you know, over the past couple of months, I should say, you know, and it had a good payoff, you know, really good payoff. You know, Seth Rollins got the show off, you know, he was in that match. You know, I was kind of disappointed that it was no champion versus champion or like a title match, you know, but Survivor Series, War Games, I guess, you know, the main event fits it, I guess. It was a War Games match. The show opened with a War Games match, you know, on the women's side. You know, you had Damage Control, you know, versus a team of just randomly, you know, single individuals put together. You know, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Shotzi, Bianca Belair. You know, I think this match was just a 4-on-4. Yeah, and then the guys, I believe, was a 5-on-5, so... It was, I don't know, it was a good match. Like, Io Sky did some crazy stuff, you know. She did her top of the War Games, whatever cage match you should say. She had her top, you know, spot with the trash can, and she jumped on everybody, which is cool. You know, there was a lot of weapons in this match, a lot of kendo sticks, a lot of Dakota Kai cheating, and, you know, it was pretty good. Pretty good, entertaining opener. And, you know, I ain't going to just say this because, you know, it was opener. It was good. But it was a good match in general. Like, if you didn't watch it, jump on Peacock and give it a, you know, watch. It was a good match. We had, like, a lot of in-between stuff in this show. Gunther and Miz was cool. Like, it was a good match. You know, Gunther wasn't winning. They tried 100% to make you believe the Miz was winning with like two low blows, you know, skull crushing finale. And Gunther is just that dude. He is not ready to lose. And I didn't believe he was losing. Gunther ended up winning the match. Really, really good match. You know, we had Santos coming out to his old school song from NXT. If you watch him on NXT, going against, what's his name? Dragon Lee, I think his name is. There's so many luchador wrestlers in WWE. Like, I think his name is Dragon Lee. Yeah, and they made a big deal about him signing with NXT. And so far, he's been cool. Like, he hasn't, like, stood out, really, I should say. You know, but good match. Santos won, you know, supposed to. He just turned heel. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're not going to make him lose his first match, you know, with, you know, being the heel, you know. Santos is good. If you watch NXT, you already know what he's about. He's super good. The next match we had, and these are not in exact order because they might be out of order, but we had Rhea Ripley versus, you know, Starks. And I'm not going to talk about that match much. It wasn't a good match. It was a decent, okay, Raw match. Rhea Ripley won. I don't know why Starks had this match at the Survivor Series. Maybe just because, you know, they needed a women's match. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel. I feel like they just needed a women's match. And it's like, bam, here you go. You know, Zoe Starks, there you go. You got a match. Am I lying? You know, but this pay-per-view, like I said, it had like two war game matches and just stuff in between. And that was it. You know, in between that, we did get the return of R-Truth, you know, in a segment. You know, with Pretty Deadly and the Alpha Academy, you know, R-Truth came back. And, hey, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you. I popped for that pretty good. I was really happy to see him back. I heard, you know, he was back. Just he didn't, you know, return on TV. And, hey, R-Truth, shout out to you. I'm glad to see you back. I can't wait to see where you pop up at. Maybe Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. I'm pretty sure you're going to pop on Raw, I think, you know, because you was with the Alpha Academy. So, but then Pretty Deadly is on SmackDown, so I don't know. But I can't wait to see this week. R-Truth is the man. He's a legend. And yeah, you know, he's everything people say he is. What else we had? And then we had the War Games match. You know, they tried their hardest to make you try to believe that Randy Orton wasn't coming. He didn't come out for the entrances, so he didn't get in the cage. I thought this match before it started was pretty funny that, you know, you had Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre just staring at each other. They stared and burned a hole through each other for probably about maybe 5 minutes before they got in the cage, and they were still looking at each other in the match. You know, this match had Judgment Day, you know, like I said, McIntyre with them, you know, against, it was Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes, and then, yeah, you said it, or you heard it right, Randy Orton. Randy Orton returned. No homo. Randy Orton looked really, really good. He looked beefed, jacked, everything. He if you remember how The Rock looked, like in the early 2000s when he came back, when he was really big, that Hollywood Hogan or Hollywood Rock, that's what Orton had. I was like, wow, like Orton got big as hell. He did two scoop slams. He did his clothesline. You know, he did his DDTs in the match. Just, he still got it. It don't look like he's been out for no over almost 2 years or a year and a half or so. It do not look like that at all. This man was moving fast. You know, he teased a little bit of RKO and Jey Uso, you know, with Jey Uso in the super kick and the person behind him. So I think that was his way of saying, hey, you know what? I'll let you live today. But I guarantee you that story is not over. Jey Uso, you better watch your back. Orton is coming for you. He got an RKO on you, on your name. And I'm pretty sure if he does remember everything in detail, he might have a punt kick for you too. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case. But if he does all this, the RKO punt kick and all that, he's going to be a heel. And I wouldn't put it past you that if Orton joined the Judgment Day. I wouldn't put it past if he did. Orton has been in factions like the Riott family. You know, he's did other stuff with, you know, with Matt Riddle. You know, he's done Legacy. You know, he's done different groups. Orton is not afraid to join a group and be a part of something to help something out, you know, in the long run. So I will watch your back, Jey Uso. Yeah, you know, and the pay-per-view ended like that. With, you know, War Games, it ended with them winning, you know, with a Super RKO, and they did some crazy spots. And as soon as the match ended, you know, they tried their hardest to, like, you know, celebrate and you know, make it seem like that was, it was over. And, you know, as soon as the credits roll, somebody in the party starts screaming. Now, I was in the party with my friends on Xbox, and somebody starts screaming. And when I hear screaming with the credits roll, I think of one thing. One, I think of NXT pay-per-views I used to watch all the time, which I still do. Triple H used to love rolling the credits, the little Raw logo thing, you know, at the bottom of the screen. And every time he used to do that on NXT, a person would come out for the next challenger, you know, for the NXT championship, or who that person was beefing with or whatever, or a return. So somebody in the party screamed, and I heard that, and out comes CM Punk, Chicago's own. Crowd went nuts. I ain't gonna lie to you. And the party was going, people was going dumb crazy. I kept saying, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk. And I was blown away. I was shocked. Like, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, you know, I was still thinking about it. Like Jesus, like, you know, Randy Orton return, R-Truth return, but CM Punk return, like, and, you know, I had one friend in the party that was like, you know, he popped up for a few minutes, and, you know, I would have been mad if I would have won. No. Triple H know what he is doing. Monday Night Raw is must watch. Must watch. Like, you know, maybe, yeah, in person, maybe it might be different, but as a fan, wrestling fan, and just watching it on TV, that blew me away. Like, I couldn't wait, you know, to watch Monday Night Raw, and that's going to be tonight. At the same time, when I went to sleep that night, I thought about Monday Night Raw the whole time. Like, man, Raw is going to be lit. Not knowing if they're going to be there or not. And then WWE announced more ticket sales for their show tomorrow with Orton and CM Punk returning. So, yeah, Triple H, if you're in charge of this, or TKO, kudos to you. Monday Night Raw is must watch. I don't care if you're an AEW fanboy, or, you know, if you just watch them both casual. You better tune in for Monday Night Raw tonight. CM Punk got a live mic tonight. Orton's returning tonight, and pretty sure R-Truth gonna pop in there somewhere, you know. So, and then, you know, we on this crazy run with Gunther, you know, being champion. So who knows, you know, what's gonna happen with that. But on that note, we're gonna talk about Monday Night Raw. You know, Monday Night Raw, like I said, you have Orton, you have CM Punk, and somewhere in the middle, you have R-Truth that's going to be all on one episode. It's crazy. If I would have told you after Survivor Series, Monday Night Raw, you know, you was going to get CM Punk, Orton, and R-Truth, you would have been like, maybe R-Truth and Randy. No way about CM Punk. And CM Punk is there. You know, you look on the Facebook, the Instagram, the X, you know, you see his face all over the place. You see t-shirts, merchandise everywhere. CM Punk is back like he never left. You know, Triple H took a picture with him with the pointing. And yeah, you know, it's looking really, really good. It's looking really, really good for Monday Night Raw. But before we end this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. We gotta talk about the two videos, you know, people recorded at the end of the show at Survivor Series. We had McIntyre, you know, storming off. And at the same time, we heard, you know, that McIntyre got mad, punched a wall in the back or a locker, and he took his, you know, he put on the hood and left the arena instantly after he left the ring. And I don't know what that's all about, but I did see on Instagram and Facebook that they had a house show, and I guess he stated that he was frustrated that his team lost. He lost to the Bloodline, so he's just really frustrated. I guess it has nothing to do with CM Punk. I don't know why people were trying to link him to CM Punk. You know, he left and stormed out the ring before that happened. Before it happened. So I don't know what's wrong with people. Why they trying to, you know, put CM Punk in everything. He's not in all the stories, but he's not in this one, it seems like, so for sure. So let's talk about the other one. Was at the end of the show, you know, once the music hit, it was videos of Michael Cole and Corey Graves holding back Seth Rollins, screaming, you know, F you, you know, he better be gone soon. And, you know, and security and referees was holding Seth Rollins back. He even cut a promo at a house show you can go look at, you know, about how, you know, the people in the back deserve it. And, you know, the people like him ain't really did nothing and don't deserve to come back to this company. And Seth Rollins is really, really, you know, selling this as real, you know, as possible. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if it's a sell or not. The only thing that kind of gives it away now is he's at a house show cutting a promo the next day. You know, they would have probably told him if it was real, you know, cool, calm down a little bit, you know, and ease off. But he's still going at it at a house show. So, you know, I think this is going to be a great, great WrestleMania match. Seth Rollins versus CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship. I cannot wait. If we're getting that, if we're getting CM Punk winning at the Royal Rumble, oh my God. Because I don't think Cody Rhodes needs to win the Royal Rumble to finish his story with Roman Reigns. So if we get CM Punk winning his first Royal Rumble, heading to WrestleMania, main event, night one, it's going to be lit. CM Punk is like, you know, he's not my favorite. You know, with the stuff that he did in AEW and, you know, with Jack Perry. Jack Perry was wrong for the stuff he did, but CM Punk is a veteran. He's a legend, you know, a living legend. He's going to be a legend, you know, and at the same time, he could have chilled and took the situation a little different. You know, he's the older one of the two. He's the experienced, the veteran, you know. But I understand, you know, CM Punk has some issues. And, you know, he's kind of like me. I'm kind of like him a little bit. You know, I get mad and I like to talk about stuff then and there. You know, I don't like to hold stuff in. But CM Punk could have did a lot better, I think, than what he did, how he handled himself. But, you know, like I said, everybody's different and got different anger issues and stuff like that. So I can't get mad at CM Punk for getting mad and flipping out like that. And, you know, Tony Khan ended up letting him go, and, you know, months later, you know, he's in WWE. You know, his YouTube video they posted is at like 2.9 mil or something views and something. It's crazy. It's doing crazy numbers. Like, you know, WWE's looking really, really good right now. You know, CM Punk, Randy Orton, R-Truth, you know, they still got Jay Cargo coming, you know, and oh my God, it's so many people still coming still. You know, and I hate getting online reading what people were saying. You know, oh, yeah, they won. Have you forgot? Tony Khan has signed Will Ospreay, Jay White, you know, Mariah, you know, possibly, you know, Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Sasha Banks. You know, he got some good people this year. Tony Khan is doing good. Last thing before we leave. I'm going to just say people are asking why Tony Khan ain't really mentioned this or, you know, acknowledge the fact that, you know, CM Punk has came or, you know, they're losing because of CM Punk signed with WWE. No, they're not losing. AEW fired him. They fired him, meaning they know he can go somewhere. They know he might go to TNA or WWE. So Tony Khan is probably not mad and just crying about it. Like, I'm pretty sure he's happy. you know, for what AEW is doing, their numbers and stuff like that. It's not always about AEW, WWE. You know, CM Punk got fired. If you got fired from McDonald's, you wound the wind up at a Burger King, Taco Bell somewhere. That's his life. You know, CM Punk had Ring of Honor. Well, he can't do that now because it's owned by Tony Khan, but he got New Japan, he got TNA Impact, and he got the indie scene. So, you know, or UFC, which he can go, you know, get his butt knocked out, you know, but we don't want to see all that again. But yeah, that's it for this episode of Talkers BDC Wrestling. You know, it's a lot to take in, and Monday Night Raw is going to be must see tonight. I will be glued, my eyes will be glued to the TV waiting and can't wait to listen and just watch the show and see what CM Punk saying. My ear is going to be open. Like, what is he going to say? Is he going to diss AEW? Is he going to diss Seth Rollins? You know, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what Orton is going to do. Is he going to call out Jey Uso and try to shake his hand and maybe RKO him tonight or something? It's going to be crazy. Raw is going to be lit tonight. It's going to be must watch tonight. I can't wait to watch it. And I couldn't wait to, you know, get on here and talk about this with y'all. And hopefully y'all enjoy this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. You know, we getting ready for that, you know, Talk is BDC Wrestling Award show, you know, with the Wrestler of the Year Award and the Tag Team of the Year, the Promoter of the Year, all that good stuff is coming soon. December is here pretty soon in no time. So, yeah, I will have more details on that, you know, at a later date, you know, not too far off. You know, we are at the end of November going into December. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate everybody coming out, listening to the episode. And if you watching or listening at work, you know, keep working, keep doing good, you know, get that manager position. And yeah, if you're listening in your car, you know, listen, be safe, drive safely, and, you know, pick up your kids or wherever you're going to work. You know, I appreciate the listening, you know, the views and stuff like that, all that good stuff. But we are about to end the episode, you know, on a good note. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And yeah, don't forget to watch Monday Night Raw tonight. The big returns tonight. CM Punk, Randy Orton, and R-Truth is going to be on Raw, you know. So, yeah, I hope everybody have a good Monday, and I will see y'all on the next one.